Hey everyone, welcome to episode 586 of the My 123 Cents podcast. I am your host, Kevin Huntsberger, and this is a week where I take a break from the wrestling talk and just do something non-wrestling related. I started doing this probably about 8 or 9 months ago, where at least once a month I would try to take a break from wrestling. I didn't do it in January, so I am doing it this week with this particular podcast because I feel like the timing is good to kind of go along with what I'm talking about, what I'm saying in terms of building a brand and whatnot. And you know, this podcast, My 123 Cents, started in 2014. It was December of 2014, the very first episode dropped. And I'm proud to say, and almost, I guess, patting myself on the back, once a week, every week since then. So this is episode 586, the last 586 weeks, plus a couple bonus episodes that have popped up here and there. I've had new content on this podcast and on this platform. Now, it's not been very long that I've added doing the YouTube element with the podcast, but the YouTube channel also started. The My 123 Cents brand kind of backtrack a little bit, goes back to 2010, and it started off as an idea for a wrestling blog, and then kind of grew from there into the video element, the vlogs, and then eventually becoming a podcast about 4 years after the inception of the brand. And that's where, if you're watching, Mondo, the luchador monkey, came from, because I was invited to join the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. And so all of the podcasts had different monkeys as mascots. So Mondo was born out of that invitation. I had flirted around with some different mascot ideas, but didn't have anything. And so for 4 years, didn't really have that mascot. And I like it. As I've grown as a marketer myself, and for those who don't know, and probably I don't know how many newcomers there are to this podcast or to this YouTube channel, but it is growing, and that's part of the reason why I'm doing this, is to look back, say thank you for those who are here and those who are joining and coming on board. I was going through TimeHop the other day, and you know, for a long time, YouTube's magic number was 1,000 subscribers. And I worked for a long time. It took almost 10 years to finally hit that 1,000 subscriber. Now I'm up to almost 1,600. And it's just over the last several months, it's just kind of grown and grown. Now YouTube moves the goalpost before you monetize. And so I am still working on getting to that point with the number of views and follow, you know, the subscribers are there, but now I need people to watch the content. So that's why I'm diversifying and have been diversifying the content that I'm putting forward. And that's kind of the advice for this week's episode: building a brand, not getting completely locked in. You know, I follow and listen to some influential content creators, Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, very specifically, and you know, that niche content, because I thought for a long time, you know, people, I put all my eggs into the wrestling basket, so to speak, and grew the brand from that, from my love and passion for wrestling for you know, almost 45 years now, to do blogs and to do opinion pieces. Not, you know, at one time I did dream of like being able to interview superstars, and I still do get a couple of wrestling related interviews from time to time, but it's not anything like I originally envisioned when building this brand. And as you see, if you're watching, I am wearing the hamburger shirt, if you will, and I'm surrounded by, behind me, I've got wrestling and beer and hamburgers and 80s Gen X nostalgia. And that's kind of the next step, the evolution of my brand, my personal brand. You know, I've obviously spent 22 years in the TV news business, where that brand was being the news guy. And it's afforded me a lot of opportunities to then move forward with a personal brand as well. And that's where I'm continuing to build off of that, of those years. And I've been removed now from the TV news business for almost 7 years. But in that time, it was the evolution and the growth and development of social media. You know, early days of the internet and chat groups, before there were smartphones, before there was social media, obviously. You know, I had a group of fraternity brothers that we communicated pretty regularly through Yahoo Chat, and it was just kind of getting email updates and just everybody talking about their lives and what was going on. And again, this is before you can log into Facebook or X or TikTok or any of those channels that we have come to love, even before MySpace. And I'll get to MySpace in a few minutes as well. But one of my friends, Jason Reyes, who passed away about 5 years ago now, was all excited because he was blogging, and I had never really heard of blogging. I enjoyed writing. I've always enjoyed writing. But he talked about it and kind of, I was kind of cynical. He was blogging more like science fiction and fantasy and those kinds of things. But as I was reading his stuff and thinking about it, I'm like, well, I like to write, and I'm more writing about experiences and not, I don't know that I have enough creative juices to create story characters. And although at one time I really wanted to try to develop that skill, and it was something I just never pursued. But in building that first brand, I did start a blog even before the MySpace days. And back then, and I'm thinking back, and I'm like, you just kind of had to hope that people were going to find your stuff, because there wasn't a platform like Facebook or Instagram or, like I said, MySpace even, to promote what you were doing. And so it was called, gosh, I'm just drawing a blank. I can't think of what the first blog that I did was called. I'm Just Saying, I think, is what it was. And it was just, again, more experiences, talking about pop culture, talking about growing up in the 70s and 80s and watching wrestling. And then eventually, MySpace develops, and I wrote a lot more. I loved the blogging platform, and at one time it was on an old computer. I was able to download and save all those, and now they're all gone. But I loved exercising that ability to write and be semi-creative with it. And then, of course, as technology grew and developed, and then we venture into the days of Facebook, the early days, and then Twitter before it became X. YouTube starts coming around. Smartphones are getting developed. When I first started the YouTube channel, I think I had the iPhone 3, which my first iPhone did not have a video camera on it. So I was recording my videos with a handheld camcorder, and I would set that up and just do different vlogs and put those out there. And it was just kind of that evolution. And I think the biggest thing that stops us, and I'm going to do another non-wrestling podcast on this topic of not going for it, not betting on yourself. And so I'll talk more about that later, but really, if you're thinking about it, just do it. You see on TikTok all the time, people are, because it literally, most of us now have a smart device, a smartphone, something that we can pick up, record, and post. And that's been good and bad. It gives everyone now a voice, even those that we don't necessarily want to hear. And you can still, based on algorithms and all that good stuff, you can find people who are in your same mindset, who are, thinking in terms of what you're thinking of, following wrestling or following hamburger reviews or whatever the case may be. And so, as I was building the wrestling brand, and I thought, I want to branch out and do more than just pro wrestling, because it is niche, and you do find that there are a lot of people who maybe watch it, but they don't want to sit there and listen to other people that they don't know talk about it. And there has been a big boom in the growth of wrestling podcasts as far as wrestling celebrities being involved with it. And WWE now has invested a lot in building a podcast network. And so, as a fan with a podcast, it doesn't, even though this podcast has been around for 11 years, it just doesn't have the traction that, a Cody Rhodes hosted podcast or a Tony Schiavone hosted podcast, people who are on TV week in and week out with wrestling and have better stories. And obviously, so again, I try to support and listen to smaller, lesser known podcasts when I can. But I also do enjoy hearing those stories from the people who were in the business that I grew up watching. So it does become a double-edged sword. But in an effort years ago to build different content for the YouTube channel, the My123Cents YouTube channel, I was going to do something called Thirsty Thursdays, where it would be basically beer reviews. And at that time, I had a friend who was also looking to grow and develop some stuff for social media. And so he talked me into creating a different beer review format, technique, style. And we did it, and we did it for a while, and we've since kind of gone our separate ways. But the idea was to diversify and not just be wrestling. And so that's where I kind of kept going on my own with beer reviews, but then I started branding them as Under the Influence. So I did wrestling under the influence. I did the 80s under the influence. I did Christmas under the influence or Halloween under the influence, and tried to find themed beers and do that. And it has gone it was okay. But then with TikTok and the growth of that, and I lucked out early on during COVID with TikTok, and one of my videos of my daughter getting body slammed by a professional wrestler at an indie wrestling show, Roger Mathis, Rachel Hatton recorded that video and shared it with me, and then I shared it on TikTok, and it just kind of took off and grew my audience of people. But now I'm kind of flattened back out, and while I have a large number of followers, the engagement with them is not there. And I don't know how to right that wrong. And if I did, I would, share that information. But I pick up new followers, and I continue to kind of come up with different avenues and different ways to create content. And that's where the birth of the Hunsberger Chronicles came in. I had been thinking a few years ago. There was a restaurant, I say a few years ago, it's been over a decade now, a restaurant in Carterville that is no longer open called Crossroads Coffee House. And they did an amazing lunch menu. And so, as a joke, one day, one of my coworkers said they should do something called the Kevin Hunsberger. And the owner liked the idea, and so we worked it out. And so they did it for a limited time. And so when that went away, and I was like, I'm still trying to kind of come up with concepts, oops, or fun things. If you're watching, I just kicked the table that I'm sitting at. And so I wanted to grow the brand, the Kevin Hunsberger brand, because I was, by this time now, I'm out of the news. And so I have these social channels set up, but I'm not maximizing them. There were, before I started putting the podcast on YouTube, there were weeks, sometimes months that would go by that I didn't do anything on YouTube. And that's where I would also preach to anyone that's trying to do this and get going with it, is consistency. And as you, especially with Facebook, and I'm going to get more into Facebook here in a second, but you kind of get those nudges from them and that motivation from Facebook. And that's where I really enjoyed Facebook here recently, is the encouragement that they give when you're creating that content. And TikTok does it to an extent. I never really felt much of that with YouTube. And I go back and I'm looking at my YouTube content, and I'm like, man, I just have some big gaps here where, again, because part of it comes out of frustration. You create, and then you put a time and effort and energy into doing something, and then it doesn't resonate. It doesn't connect with the audience. And it gets discouraging, and you don't want to continue to put that foot forward, because it's like, why am I doing this? I do the content creation because I love it. If I were ever able to, one day, and probably the not so distant future, I will retire from my marketing profession that I'm in now, with specifically at the college that I work at. And in retirement, I would still create content because I like doing it. I like having fun with it, doing the burger reviews, doing the beer reviews, doing the wrestling talk, doing, I'm going to incorporate some Gen X stuff into things. So I just like doing it and talking about it. Honestly, it does generate small amounts of money. That's not why I do it, but it does become a nice little incentive to continue moving forward with it. And so that's where I'm going with the whole YouTube thing is, has been, I was monetized a long time ago, and like I said, they changed the rules for it because obviously, if everybody gets monetized, so I understand that it's a reward for being a valued creator on a platform. And so I continue to work for that goal with YouTube. But in the meantime, gosh, I think it was probably again around that 2010 time frame where I created the Kevin Huntsberger Facebook page for the news. I have my personal Facebook page, but then I created a Kevin Huntsberger WSIL TV Facebook page. And I would just share news stuff, never got deep into the personal side of things. But it was a way to communicate. I did a weekly live segment on there called What's on Your Mind Wednesday. And it was just a way to engage and talk with our viewers and have those conversations and hear what people want to see on the news. They, giving them a platform as well to speak with someone at the station. And it's not just a quick little whatever. I really did take those conversations serious and tried to the best of my ability, put into place some of the things, some of the suggestions that people were making. And I've gotten away from doing that. And I was doing that when I went to Idea Creative Marketing. And then that evolved into we started a whole thing called No Idea, KNOW Idea. And so we had fun doing that as well. And again, it's just kind of hearing from people and offering advice or a topic, a talking point when you go live. When you go live, how are you making the experience enjoyable for the people who are consuming that content? And again, it's kind of like with this, as I do the podcast and talk about wrestling stuff, there are a handful of people that message me and say, I enjoyed the podcast, I like what you do, or whatever. It's not overwhelmingly a lot of people, but there's also not a lot of people that are saying that they hate it or to stop or don't do it. So that's, I continue to move forward with the wrestling stuff, with the burger reviews. I've become, that's kind of become my new niche, if you will, is the burger stuff. I've got the shirt here that my friends found at a yard sale. I am hoping, as I reach episode 100 coming up very soon, there'll be almost 2 years of doing the burger reviews, of coming up with some new and innovative ways, keeping it fresh. And I try to not repeat burger joints, even though there have been some that I've gone to multiple times, getting different burgers every time. But there are so many places, not just here in Southern Illinois. And I've kind of made it an unofficial goal of getting burgers from all 50 states. And I know realistically, that's not likely going to happen, but I'm at 13 right now. And I know for sure I'm going to get at least one more this year, and maybe a couple even outside of the US. And I'll have more on that at some point. But, when the Huntsberger Chronicles, again, the ideas were I was trying to come up with new content to keep things going and not just get stagnated into pro wrestling or just into beer reviews. And the burgers, for some reason, have hit. And I wasn't posting stuff on that professional Facebook page on a regular basis either. I kind of had fallen out of that, when I was gone from the news. And I got to the point where I was just kind of resharing stories, news stories, and things, and not putting much of a personal edge on it. Well, probably the last 18 months, I started getting a little more personal with things and posting a little more. I've created a album on that called Something to Celebrate, because every day there's some silly holiday. And so if I have something, and for that specific album, I only use my own personal photos or photos that I have, that not things that I've pulled off the internet. They're not stock photos. It's stuff that I've experienced. So for example, and I'm trying to think of a for instance of a recent one, National Bubblegum Day, for example. I posted a video. I ended up making a video out of some pictures that I had. My wife and I and our friends went to Washington and then did an Alaskan cruise after that about a year and a half ago. And we went to this alley in Washington that the walls were just covered in bubblegum and we took pictures and stuff. So anyway, I took that and created a reel out of it and told the story of what we saw and what we experienced. And so put that, part of that something to celebrate and posted it on National Bubblegum Day. So if you're looking to grow your brand or your business or your nonprofit or whatever, find those national days where you can kind of latch on to that and share an experience and connect with people, because then people watch that reel and they're like, oh, this is gross, or oh man, I can't believe that, or whatever. And then, you can post things like on National Pizza Day, hey, our office ordered Papa John's today and we got pepperoni. What kind of pizza are you going to order on National Pizza Day? So you're creating those engaging posts where your audience, you're not just asking for a donation, or you're not just asking them to buy your product or come to your event. You're also putting a personal side to things. So that's what I try to do with the Kevin L. Huntsperger Facebook page, and it has grown by leaps and bounds. And I'm going to tell you, in December, I had a colonoscopy, and I had it just a nothing was wrong. It was just time to have one. And so, as I was coming out of the anesthesia, I had a bad case of the giggles, and my wife recorded that. And so she sent it to me, and I ended up posting it, and that thing went crazy. I don't, I over 120,000 views. I think it might be at 150,000, something along those lines. And I picked up a ton of new followers. And this all happened around the same time that that page was in the process of becoming monetized as well. So I really have found that Facebook has created, at least for now, and as social media evolves and changes, it may, 6 months from now, tomorrow, it may be completely different. But I have kind of found Facebook to be a spot that I enjoy. I know a lot of the people that are there. They know me, and it has become a place of meeting and talking and conversating and connecting. And then I see these folks out. I'm wearing this shirt out in public, eating a burger, and people know that it's the Huntsburger Chronicles. And that's, again, I enjoy that. Sure, it's ego driven. I'm 100% aware of that. I like that part of it, though, of creating the content and poor decisions. I was talking about it earlier, being under the influence, and then I kind of evolved it into the poor decisions concept, and the Christmas beer advent calendar every year. People send me beer suggestions. People send me burger suggestions. People buy me different types of beer to do on poor decisions. And so it's become fun. And then you can have those conversations. You get to visit new and unique places in Southern Illinois, making discoveries and finding places. We found Alvis Roadhouse Bar and Grill, for example, in Tamaro, tiny little area of Southern Illinois, and did a Huntsburger Chronicles there earlier this year. And the food was amazing. The service was amazing. The ambiance, the vibe there was amazing. And it's 45 minutes from my house. It's not someplace that I will go every month, but it is someplace that we will definitely be back for because of the experiences that we had there. And me not doing the Huntsburger Chronicles, I don't know if I would have ever discovered that place. And so it's those types of things, because I live in, and if you're from Southern Illinois, I live in a town, or in Williamson County, which is not far from Carbondale or Marion. We're kind of in between Carbondale and Marion. And 99% of the time back in the day when we would go out, we would go to Carbondale or we would go to Marion. And now I've expanded it and to where we will go to Southeast Missouri. We will go to Western Kentucky. We will go to other spots in Southern Illinois, and we'll take a drive to find that burger spot, to find a new brewery that's maybe opened, or whatever. When we plan our vacations now, we're talking about a trip coming up this summer, and we're looking to see what breweries we will hit along the way or in the area that we're flying. So we won't hit any breweries per se, but we're looking at those kinds of things as well. And so it has opened my eyes to different experiences and different places that I wouldn't have probably normally ever had or experienced, because I find something that I like and I stick with it. I find a restaurant or a brand of beer and I stay in that box. But now as a content creator, it has forced me to open things up. And so I will swing by the little liquor store and see what kind of beers they've gotten in for the new week. Or we will go, like I said, and drive an hour or two for a burger and try to find some other fun things to do along the way while we're there. And that's what we did. You know, we drove to Minnesota last fall to go to the Mall of America, and we went through Iowa. So we were tracking out and seeking out breweries in Iowa. We did a trip to Middle Tennessee, and we hit areas in and around Tennessee on that trip just to get those experiences, the locally owned and operated. And that's what I like too. And that's where I see businesses here in Southern Illinois. I notice it a lot. You know, they post on social media that they are desperate. They're going out of business, that people aren't coming. They're not buying their food. They're not shopping in their stores, but they're just relying on posting it on Facebook and not putting any push behind it. You know, digital ads and I'm not trying to be a sales pitch guy here, but if you don't invest in yourself in that regard, and that's where a lot of times I think people, business owners, chintz out, is when it comes to the marketing or the advertising of their business. They think that they're going to just be able to ride that wave of good customer service and think that just word of mouth is going to be their savior. And yeah, that is great. That's amazing. But then eventually those people find another place, or they don't come back, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that's where that investment in building your brand, building your business is essential. You know, spending some money on Facebook ads, spending money on OTT, over the top advertising on streaming platforms, podcast listeners, ads will pop up, YouTube pre-roll video. You know, you're annoyed when that first 5 seconds comes up, but you're sitting there and you're aware of it. And so even though you may be annoyed, you eventually, you know, there's research that shows that this stuff works. And your algorithm, when you talk about buying a new pair of shoes, or you go and Google shoes online, then you get your Facebook feed gets inundated with, as a business owner, those are the kinds of ads and things that you need to be doing, where it's targeting back. And you don't have to spend a ton. Obviously, for some of these reaches, you do have to invest a lot in. But with Facebook ads and with other platform, you know, other social media ads, you can spend what you feel like spending. With TV and radio, sometimes you're locked into a contract, or you have to spend a certain amount and you're kind of stuck. With social ads, you can kind of be more in charge of your destiny. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't already, to look into that side of things and not just rely on the good reviews and the thumbs up, because those are great, but those are vanity metrics. You need to see real evidence that what you're doing is working. And so spending a little bit of that money and a little bit of that energy, because it becomes daunting. It becomes a full-time job. Marketing and selling yourself, selling your brand, it's a full-time job. Not only are you trying to run your business, but you need to market that business and get it out there and get it in front of people. And depending and defining what your goals are, you know, what you want it to be, you know, I would still do the burger reviews if one person was watching, just because I like doing it. I enjoy doing the Hunt's Burger Chronicles, and I enjoy doing the beer reviews. And I am, like I said, I'm evolving those things even and coming up with different ideas and concepts that I'm going to be sharing soon as well. So if you came across this on my regular, regular social media page, check out the Kevin L. Huntsberger Facebook page. Follow that. I am on TikTok. I am on YouTube, X, Blue Sky. I do the other, you know, like X, or I'm sorry, Blue Sky and Threads, but not that. Those are more just promotional platforms for me. I don't really post a whole lot of other stuff there. Instagram, I love Instagram. I try not to oversaturate with the same content. And that's why the Kevin Huntsberger Facebook page does have things on there that I don't post on TikTok, that I don't post on YouTube. YouTube, I try to keep mostly wrestling and then burger and beer related. TikTok is kind of a hodgepodge of family stuff or Gen X stuff. Again, trying to diversify, but then also knowing that not everybody is on all of the platforms. And so sometimes I do put it across Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. So kind of curious, where are you listening? Where are you getting your content, the bulk of your content from? You know, we've seen TikTok kind of come and go with the possibility of being canceled or taken away. I think now things are where it's not going anywhere, at least anytime soon. But I am curious, where do you consume your content the most? And then as a creator, where are you putting your content? Are you making different videos or different things? Are you going to pull out? And that's what I'll do too with the podcast and the vlogs is pull out shorter clips and put those out as social clips as well. And if you're doing a live, you can do that with your live stuff. I don't know if TikTok, I don't think TikTok, I've only done gone live on TikTok once, but on Facebook, you know, it saves that video for 30 days and you could take that, download it, and then pull little chunks out of that. Record yourself if you're doing a YouTube TikTok live or an Instagram live. If you have another device where you can record yourself doing that, and set it side by side maybe, and then pull that content and take those little nuggets out and pull things out and save them for social posts to promote yourself, your brand, your business, whatever it is that you're trying to promote, your nonprofit. And so those are the things that I've learned over the last 6 or 7 years in marketing that I implement and try to put into practice in my own brand building, but then also when I work and do my job, my 9 to 5, well, I guess 8 to 4 style job as well, is kind of putting that into practice and implementing it. And I hope that some of this helped, and part of it is to let you know where I'm headed next and what I'm doing and where I'm going, but also hopefully you took a thing or two from this and will benefit from it as you build your own brand and business. As always, let me know. Hit me up if you have any questions, comments, concerns, what's working for you, what's not working for you. We can collaborate, do conversations. You know, I say collaborate, and I've made friends with the Hop Brewery here recently. That's another one that I'd been to a couple of times, but again, with these beer reviews and things, we went in there. My wife and I went in there right before Thanksgiving. It might have been the week, it was the weekend before Thanksgiving, and they were doing a Thanksgiving style beers. And just kind of sitting and talking and listening to the people that work there. And, you know, I've developed a bit of a friendship and relationship with those folks. And, you know, stay tuned because you never know what's going to happen or what you might see coming on this channel. And then, you know, with the Hop Brewery or anyone else out there. So I've got things cooking and things, irons in the fire, so to speak, but not ready to unpackage all of it. But I do, again, appreciate the opportunity to talk to folks and answer questions and let them know that, you know, it does become frustrating sometimes. It does feel like a struggle sometimes, but just stay consistent and keep moving forward. And just if you're thinking about doing it, just do it. You will regret more not doing it than you will regret having done it, putting yourself out there and doing that. So that is this week's non-wrestling episode of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. Thanks for listening and or watching, and we will see you next time.